Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Jolie Livaday Grisham with Livaday Studios as the downtown gallery crawl gets ready to happen once again. Jolie, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Doing well. And a special event, which is just making news here recently, the renaming of North 2nd Street. Tell us about that.
Yes. North 2nd Street has been renamed Art Alley in honor of the many galleries that are clustered over there. And we've just got a real art scene happening downtown. It's pretty exciting.
Thursday, the mayor is going to be there as well.
Yes. The mayor and several council members, I understand, are going to be there to signify the change and honor that. So we're super excited about it.
Lots of galleries involved in the downtown crawl coming up Thursday evening. Among those, Livaday Studios, and there's a special exhibit that you're going to have there.
Yes. Livaday Studio is right around the corner from 2nd Street. I'm on South Grand, right next to Austin's and the Coda, right there. And I'm going to be showing a show called Four, and it's for emerging artists that are earning their Masters of Fine Arts at Louisiana Tech, of which I am one. So I'm going to be showing some of my new fine art photography.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What is featured in your exhibit?
Well, what I'm doing is a historical photographic process called cyanotype, in which you don't use pre-done paper and film. You paint your own emulsion from chemicals that you mix in the darkroom, and you paint them on paper and then expose. So it's a very interesting effect. It does not look like a typical photograph. It's done on watercolor paper, and there are these beautiful earthy tones of brown and dark blues. They're quite lovely.
That sounds really fascinating to be able to see that, and especially, like you say, with the earthy tones to it, it's got to be a great appeal there. You also are going to be involved in Art Fest coming up this weekend, just as a little side note.
It is. And Art Fest, we're so excited about that, too. There's so much going on, and our gallery will be open, along with the other galleries, on Saturday. I believe it's from 2 to 6. So we're going to hold the shows up over the weekend. So if you can't make it out on Thursday, you've got another option. And hopefully the streets will be really packed on Saturday.
With the crawl happening Thursday, Brad Arender Galleries, Arender Studio, with the works of Cliff Tresner. Can you share with us about that?
Well, Cliff, of course, is over at ULM, and he's a really great sculptor and definitely worth coming to see. He does some extremely exciting work, and there's always great shows over at Arender Gallery.
Andrea May with Mystic Gallery, The Young Artist Wall. So there again, kind of playing up to Art Fest in a way with some of the works of some young artists.
Hey, we got to start them out young. I mean, that's the teaching people to love art and to be creative is basic. And it starts, you can see it so young in kids. And certainly we want to foster that and teach people to appreciate art, original artwork, at a young age. So we're excited to make that a part of what we're doing.
Charlie Heck, the folks over at Ouachita River Art Gallery, featuring the works of T.A. Roberts. I believe he's of Grayson, and he does some woodworking exhibits that he has on display all throughout the month of June. But they are going to be as well set for the crawl coming up Thursday night. Sugar Gallery and upstairs as well, involved in Becton Gallery too, with the art crawl coming up this Thursday.
Absolutely. So we're going to have a whole bunch of great work. And the thing that's really nice about the downtown gallery crawl is that you're getting a whole variety of different kinds of original artwork. Everything from, like you said, sculpture, woodworking, photography, painting. So it's jewelry, all different types of things. And it's all original. And that just can't be topped from the mall. It's great work.
Jolie, in your travels in the places you've been, what stands out about the downtown art crawl that we have here with, having the galleries, in such close proximity?
Well, to have everything within easy walking distance or a trolley ride, the trolley's going to be running back and forth from, West Monroe to Monroe, is very special. I mean, you go down to New Orleans, they're all kinds of spread out. But here, it's all together and, beautiful summer evenings. It's a great walk. So it's just really nice to have regional artists, people that people that understand this area, that create truly wonderful art pieces that are celebrated all over, not just here in Monroe. I mean, some of this work, some of these pieces are well-known down in New Orleans. These artists are well down in New Orleans and in Dallas. So you mustn't think that it's all just,
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing about with photography is it's something that a lot of young people really take an interest to. It's something that they can develop a talent there, and the creativity with young minds. I'm sure with you working there at the studio, you see some amazing work from some of the folks locally here that present, you know, things to you saying, what do you think? You know?
Well, it's true. It's true. Photography is one of those art forms that you could do just about anything you want with it. And so it gives a creative outlet that you can take any kind of direction to express what it is that you want to say with it.
And we mentioned the unique aspects and what makes the art crawl different. Of course, there are aspects here going on with KEDM with the fundraising that is going on. And just share for a moment about, your appreciation of some of the programming things that happen here at KEDM and working with the Art Crawl.
Well, we couldn't be where we are without public radio. I mean, it is an opportunity to have all kinds of fantastic programming. I understand KEDM is going to have a table at the Art Crawl. And, of course, very much I would want everyone to come out and support.
Jolie Livaday Grisham, the Downtown Gallery Crawl. Jolie, what is a number or website people can find out more information about the crawl coming up Thursday night?
Well, we have downtowngallerycrawl.com. And, of course, each of the galleries will have information on their separate web page. So you can also go to my website, livaday-studio.com.
And again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Looking forward to the exhibit and the gallery crawl coming up Thursday. You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.